The question was asked about the length of the skirt. So we learned the length of the skirt from a Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos tells us, Shok Be'isha Erva. The shok in a woman is considered a part that's supposed to be covered, and if it's uncovered, you may not make a blessing next to it, you may not daven next to it. It's as though a covered part of her body is being revealed. That's the Gemara. The Gemara's wording is Shok Be'isha Erva. And then the question is, what is the shok? So that's a machlokas rishonim, and it's a machlokas Mishneh Berurah Chazanish. Okay. Mishneh Berurah holds that the shok is the thigh, from the knee up. Chazanish held the shok is from the knee to the ankle. And so the Chazanish held that the skirt has to cover down to the ankle. Mishneh Berurah held the skirt has to cover down to the knee. And the Mishneh Berurah was very lenient on this point. It's a machlokas. I mean, there are many who hold not like the Mishneh Berurah, but in many Haredi communities, they go with the Mishneh Berurah's opinion, like here in Jerusalem. And that's why you'll see all the seminary girls, their skirts have to cover their knees, and that's it. And that's considered very frum and orthodox. In Bnei Brak, where they go with the Chazon Ish, so there they hold, at least in theory, the Beis Yaakov's policy, and what they hold is that the skirt is supposed to go down to the ankle.
This is practiced?
I haven't been to Bnei Brak. And I definitely didn't look at the girl's skirts. I have no idea. I haven't been there. I'm not there, and I'm not in Bnei Brak. I don't know. I was told it is.
What about stockings?
So stockings, technically, again, the letter of the law, the foot is covered. It's taking the shape of the foot. You could see the shape of the foot. Okay, so that's the spirit of the law. Technically, pants also cover the feet. Mm-hmm. Technically, they're covered. Are they modest or not? Are they the spirit of the law? That's a different question. But technically, practically, the feet are covered.
What about the elbows? Is that also a focus?
So no. And the elbows, everyone agrees that from the elbow upward is considered a part of the body that should be covered.
Could they have two fingers above and it's still okay? Oh no.
Two fingers above the elbow?
I said something like you said like two fingers of hair.
No. So on the hair, Rav Moshe Feinstein held that a woman lechatchila could leave a tefach by tefach, one hand's width by one hand's width, could remain showing, and a woman could divide that any way she wants. One hand's width by one hand's width worth of hair can remain showing lechatchila, and the rest should be covered. Now, if she wants to leave a cuckoo on the outside, or she wants to leave a corner of her hair here, or the front over here, or how she wants to divide it, that's up to her. That's what Rav Moshe held. Other people hold that no, a woman should cover everything. And still other people hold that the Gemara tells us about a very, very pious woman. They asked her how come she married it to have all her children be Kohanim Gedolim. So she said because her hair was never showing, not even one hair was showing, even in her house. So I always said that Gemara proves that you could leave your hair uncovered in the house. She was the one woman whose hair wasn't covered, never uncovered anything in the house. Everyone else let their hair be covered in the be uncovered, or at least some of the hair shown in the house. But in our day and age, where everyone tries to be so pious, so people say, if you want to be really pious, you should be like her. You'll have children who are Talmidei Chachamim, cover every hair. I don't hold with that.
Where did Rebbe?
I don't buy that.
Where does that come
and
from?
In the Gemara's time, they didn't do that. Why do we have to be so pious? And after having said that, years ago I found that Rav Moshe says the same thought somewhere. Rav Moshe Feinstein also says
practical
that.
Practical applications, because the woman won't be wife running around covering her hair in the house.
That's her business. I mean, practically today, the women cover their hair in the house. But how careful does she have to be? And it, does should she leave it covered in the bedroom?
Isn't there even some, like, I don't know, is that the... one of the members of my community in Salt Lake, and actually a religious family, and everywhere else in the world, you know, her hair is completely covered. But there was like, it was really surprising. We had like, there was like a get together at the house, but she had her hair uncovered even then when there were like a bunch of people were there.
So the custom.
I was a bit confused. Like, I thought it was just in the privacy of your own home, but like when it's not very private anymore. And
technically, today the custom is that. Even in one's own home, when other people are present, women cover their hair. That's a custom. There is basis, in my humble opinion, there is basis in the Gemara for those women who choose to leave their hair uncovered in the home, even when other people are present. Technically, it seems from the Gemara that that was the practice in the days of the Gemara. seems that in the days of the Gemara that was a common practice, at least according to Rashi, to the extent that the Gemara says if you disagree with this, you've left, if you say that a woman has to cover her hair in their common courtyard, meaning they used to have like our hallways, so then you haven't left Avraham Avinu a daughter. That's the wording of the Gemara. Meaning everyone does this, the Gemara is saying.
But today that can't be quoted enough.
So today, practically, the custom is that women do cover their hair in their home when other people are present. But if you come to a person's house and the woman of the house has her hair uncovered, don't think that they're terrible people. Technically, they're within the confines of the Gemara's halacha. They're not doing the custom that we have today. But they're still kosher people. You could still eat there. Don't go crazy.
In this generation, is there someone with broad enough shoulders who could make that pesach?
I'm telling you what the Gemara says.
I understand what I'm saying, but since like a minhag's been held for a significant
every person
time
should ask their local Orthodox rabbi. Okay. That's I don't want to get into that because again, you're talking about different communities where people have different hardships and sometimes there are different necessities for different leniencies. I've been a guest at people's home where in their own home they were without a hair covering.
And you're allowed to make a bracha?
Oh, so that's a different question. Now, can you make a bracha when a woman is without a hair covering? So then even her own husband cannot make a bracha when she's without a hair covering. Meaning you can't make Abdullah and you can't make Kiddush, even if it's your own wife.
Give Divrei Torah?
I don't remember. I don't remember. I have to look that up. I don't remember. But where it's usually an issue is for Abdullah. Because very often everyone naps Friday, Shabbos afternoon, and then when they get up, the woman doesn't feel like putting on her hair covering, and it's only her and her husband and the kids or whatever. So there are many houses where the woman won't put on the hair covering for the end of Shabbos. So I recommend you guys go out and buy an easy hair covering for your wife and tell her she looks good in it. You guys always have to tell your wife she looks good in the hair covering. That's key. I always tell Hassanim. The first time she wears a hair covering, the first few days, she's going to be very self-conscious. You see all the kalas and shever brachas? You'll always notice them doing like this, like trying to figure out how it's supposed
to
be.
Does that ever stop?
But you always have to back it. Tell her how good she looks in it. Yeah.
There was a very big prominent rabbi we even talked about that's from outside Israel, who I'm pretty sure his wife didn't cover her hair. Now, I mean, he really didn't say any brachas in front of her?
That's a great question.
Maybe he closed his eyes. I often have guests here who don't cover their hair, so I close my eyes.
He couldn't
they think I'm having kavanah.
So he closes his eyes.
I'm saying, he can't... Talking about a huge
Give me just
rabbit.
One second. Guys, there's pizza here. Pleasure, pleasure.
No,
I don't know.
If you see a particularly beautiful...
I'm saying, Rebbe,
there's pizza, there's more inside. You watch? No, okay.
But we're talking about a huge rabbi, right? Nachon, who runs a huge movement. You're saying that any time...